Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. I hope you're having a great day. And we're excited to chat today because Wait. What day is this? What day is this coming out?
I think it's Tuesday.
I mean, what date? The 19th?
Yeah, the 19th.
Okay, we're almost... Oh, wait. When is the fall solstice? Anyways, we're talking about fall today. We're talking
It's in a few days.
It is September. Uh-huh. We're talking about fall. Getting cozy. We're talking about basic girl fall and how we want to feel this fall. You know, these are some of my favorite episodes.
Same.
When we talk about the upcoming season and what we want to like curate. It is like real life playing those online games. I don't know if you played them, like My Scene or Barbie or something online when we were younger, where you go and you create their wardrobe, you create their life. Like, that's what this feels like to me. Whenever I, you know, get excited for a new season or like make a Pinterest board, that is essentially what I'm still doing.
Same.
And it's amazing.
It's the best feeling.
Okay. Have you started watching The Ultimatum at all?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. You guys. I never watched season one of The Ultimatum, but Beth was telling us about it. She's like, you guys have to watch The Ultimatum. Like, it's so unhinged. And I just never got around to it, but I started watching season two. They just came out with a new season like a couple weeks ago on Netflix of The Ultimatum. It is the craziest show.
Really?
It is so unhinged. I can't even believe people sign up for the show. Basically, what it is all of these couples, one of them offers issues an ultimatum to their partner who doesn't want to get married, but they're all dating. And they're all kind of like serious. One of the partners is like, what's the holdup? Let's get married. The other one's like, I don't feel like it right now. You know, I'll wait. And the other one's just fed up. So they're like, I'm offering you an ultimatum. Marry me or move on. And so they go on the show. And they break up on like they're technically broken up. And then they start dating other people that are also in the show. So all of these couples, they start dating each other.
Couples yes. Who were. Okay.
They all start dating each other. And they all pick one of the other people to have a trial marriage with for like a month.
Oh, goodness gracious.
They live with this other person for a month.
And is it ever the person that they are with?
No.
Or it's never?
No, it's never. It always has to be someone else. Just to see what it's like. And
yikes.
So they go live with someone else. They're dating other people. Live with someone else. And then after that, then they go back. They like meet up and they talk about their
experience. Are they fully like sleeping with them? Like
they sleep in the same bed, most of them. Yeah. Some of them are like, I'm going to sleep on the couch or whatever. And each couple's so different.
Oh, I meant like, are they sexually intimate with each other?
No, not usually.
Oh.
Not on this season, at least. They haven't been. They'll like hold hands and stuff because they're supposed to be like fully in the experience pretending to be married.
Okay.
So they'll like hold hands or like link arms. They meet each other's parents as if they're about to get engaged. I don't understand really why.
I'm shook.
But then they go back to their partner. And they have a trial marriage with their partner after so they can compare the two. And then at the very end.
So this is a whole month. This is a whole
month.
months of your life.
Yes. They live with their partner they came with. And at the very end, they decide, like, one of them proposes, maybe. And
to one or the other?
Well, no.
Or to anyone.
To anyone, but usually it's back to the partner. Because they don't. At least this season, none of them, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it yet, skip ahead. None of the people here, like, picked someone else.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about the first season, but they're so invested in their relationship. It's, like, hard for them to just, like, oh, I'm with this person for 2 weeks. I'm going to leave with them.
Yeah.
They're, like, really trying to figure out their own relationship. But it makes it so messy. Like, one couple, the guy told his girlfriend, who he had actually issued the ultimatum to, that the girl he was having the trial marriage with, he had caught feelings for her. Ooh. And she was like, okay, bye. Like, and this one couple, it just reminded me of all the people who write in. And we always talk about, like, ultimatums and, like, if they know, they know. And honestly, this one worked. All of them got engaged afterwards.
Really?
One couple, I'm not so sure is going to last, but she's like, I don't wear my engagement ring. She's like, I don't know. I don't have hope for her, but a lot of times actually does work because they go live with the other person. Like, I don't like this other person at all. Like, I'm so lucky to have my person. Like, I actually realized this is the push I needed.
But interesting.
One couple is like, they've been dating since high school and they've been dating for 7 years and they're like 23 maybe. I don't know. She's offering the ultimatum to him. She's gorgeous. She is gorgeous and, like, so cute, so sweet, so nice. And he's just him. He's there.
He's just Ken.
Yeah. And he's not proposing to her. And she's like, I just really want to, whatever. She goes off onto another couple. And that's the guy who he caught feelings for her. The other guy in the couple that caught feelings, he caught feelings for her. She's so cute, so sweet, literally perfect.
Yeah.
Like, and this guy just has a lot to work on, the guy she's dating or whatever. And it was making me so mad. I almost didn't want them to get engaged because I was just like, she's like, I always make him number one priority. He was like, I cheated on her a while ago. I'm just dude, no. Like, it's been so long. I get they're young. So, like, it's not like 7 years and they're, you know, the clock's ticking. But still, she was just like, I don't understand why. And he kept making excuses. And what he'd say, he's just like, so. Ugh,
goodbye. Like,
get out of here. But it really had me on the edge of my seat. There was one couple that actually left. This is a big spoiler. They were not okay. Like, when they were dating other people, it was like this foreshadowing moment. They broke up, right? Because they'll have to break up.
Right.
Kind of. And they're like, okay, we're going to go date other people. And he's like, I really want you to think about your actions, like, when you see me dating other people. She's like, what? Like, I get mad or something? He's like, well, he's like, just, like, sit with your feelings before you react. They go to date. She goes AWOL.
What do you mean?
On another girl. She's like, he's talking to this Hooters bitch over here, like, goes up to him, like, pushes him, screaming, like, storms out of the place.
Wait, so they still, while they're in a trial marriage, they still, like, see each other?
Well, this is when they're dating before they picked their trial marriage. Okay. But yeah, in their trial marriage, they do, like, meet up every once in a while. I actually don't think they see their other person. I think they, like, meet up with the other girls and guys.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like, I don't know, Love is Blind a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I can't believe more of them don't catch feelings and, like, sleep together and stuff. Like, that's shocking to me.
It seems like they do at the beginning when they're dating. They're like, I really like this person. They have everything that my partner doesn't. But then at the end of the trial marriage, like, I freaking hate this person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Anyways, it's so crazy. But the girl, that went AWOL, she took a pregnancy test the next day and she was pregnant with his baby. So they left.
With her original.
Yeah, with her original. Yeah. And right after, and she was like, I knew, like, maybe I wasn't feeling myself because of the way I acted, but it was insane. Like, Nick was like, this show is so dumb. And then he was, like, sitting on the couch watching with me at one point. I'm like, yeah, this is insane. Unhinged.
Have you seen that TikTok sound? It's like me after clowning my girlfriend's show for whatever. It's like, let's go. He's like, I knew that bitch was crazy. Like,
literally, that was Nick. Oh, it's so good, though. Funny. So, sorry, I just ruined it for everybody, but
can't wait to watch, except now.
You should still watch. It's still pretty good, but
maybe I could watch the first season.
I want to watch the first season. I heard the first season's really good, too.
Maybe we could watch it at the same time.
Yeah.
So then we can recap.
There also was this, like, really quickly, this little trend. I don't know if you've seen it, but I was thinking we should try it. I don't know how we could do it. Have you heard of War of the Roses? A lot of radio stations do it, but I've been seeing clips of it on TikTok of like radio stations or like podcasts doing it. What you do, did you ever listen to John Jay and Rich in Arizona?
I mean, here and there.
Like when you're on your way to school, you never heard Where Are the Roses? Basically, they call up. Okay, so a girl calls in. She's like, I think my partner's cheating on me.
Mm.
So the radio host, they call the significant other that they suspect is cheating. And they're like, hey, we have free roses or like a free massage, like couples massage. They'll do something like that. You don't have to give us any information. Like, we're doing a promo because we just want our name out there. Like, who would you want to send them to?
Ooh.
And so many times the person sends it to like another girl or like another guy. And the girl or like the guy
is listening in.
And then at the end, they're like, okay, actually, your girlfriend has been listening the whole time. And the girlfriend's like, who is Bubba? Who's Ashley? Like, It is so crazy, but it is the best way to catch somebody.
So that's what TikTok is doing?
Well, I'll see clips of people on radio shows. I've just been seeing it on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Like,
gotcha.
It'll just be behind the scenes of like a radio show doing it or like a podcast. And I was like, I want to do that. I want to catch somebody.
Totally.
But I wonder if we could totally do it. Like, we call them. We're like, hey, like, this is from we're a new flower business. Like, we make them a name. And we just wanted to get our name out there.
Do you think anyone would believe it?
Like, everyone does. That's what all the comments were. They're like, how are these people? But they're like, you don't have to give us any credit card information or anything. And so they're like, are you sure it's like totally free? And they're like, yeah. But I don't even know how they answer the phone.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like these days with spam calls, if we're like, hi, we're whatever with the flower service, they'd literally hang up and be like,
yeah, maybe.
Like, Leif would never. If someone commented, or no, if someone called, even if he answered, he's like, oh, you know, maybe this is an important call.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're like, we're a new flower business. Like, do you want to send flowers? Like, he'd just be like, no, thank you. Like, I think he would think it's a scam.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like they say like, hey, someone referred us to you. Like, we're a local flower shop. Like, maybe you can somehow. We'd have to look into how to best hook them in.
Yeah, for sure. To make it seem believable.
Yeah. But it's crazy. I was watching some of them this morning and I was shook beyond belief.
We need to do that live on the podcast.
Like, one of them was a personal trainer. She was like, I think he's too close to his clients and she's pregnant. They're boyfriend and girlfriend, but she's like pregnant with his baby.
Oh, wow.
And so she like does the test and he sends flowers to his client.
Eesh.
Like, Laura, like, you're doing so great. Like, and they say, what do you want to say on the note too?
Oh, no. So incriminating.
It's like, you're making so much progress. I'm so proud of you or something like that.
Absolutely not.
The girl's like, why wouldn't you send this to your pregnant wife or your pregnant girlfriend? Like, that's the first person you thought of when you had free flowers. He's like, it's just free flowers.
No, no. That's next level.
So bad.
That's horrible.
So bad.
Wait, we need to do that. Absolutely.
I know. It would be so
fun.
We
need someone to write in if you think your
so sad, though.
Boyfriend or husband's cheating.
Yeah, we'll do it.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you guys are someone like me who lets your mind go crazy at night and your thoughts are just racing, you're thinking about everything under the sun, who you are, who you used to be, what's going to happen in the future. It's easy to kind of just let those anxious thoughts like get the best of you, keep you from falling asleep. That's how I feel, specifically at night when I'm laying in bed. And it turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. I'm very much a verbal processor. I feel like it really helps me to just talk about things. Once I talk about them and get it out there, it feels way less heavy on my mind. I feel like I can kind of move forward. So therapy gives you a place to do that so you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some mental and emotional peace.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge, which is really nice because sometimes it takes a while to find the right therapist for you. Therapy has helped me through so many different and challenging times in my life, process a lot of emotions, and help me cope. So get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatwesaid today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out.
Okay, guys, this next sponsor is so genius. Grammarly. Grammarly is an AI-powered writing assistant that helps you from start to finish, including starting ideas, paraphrasing, and even citing your sources. If you are a student right now, if you are in school, you need this. Also, best of all, you can start using it for free right now. This can also help you if you aren't in school.
If you're doing research for something, like this can help with podcast research or scripting. It can really improve your productivity. And you know, when you're like researching a topic or you have to write a paper and you just get that, the time comes when you're just, you hit a block and you're like, what? I don't know what to do. Like, I cannot think of anything to write. I can't think of anything else to research. I can't do this. That's where Grammarly steps in and really just helps you out. So getting started isn't the hard part anymore. When you're stuck with starting your paper, Grammarly can help you kick things off with ideas, outlines, and even tips. So you can like look up how to write a strong thesis statement, etc. It's easy to polish your essay also. Grammarly can help you paraphrase and rewrite instantly, can simplify it, improve it, all of that. And also, if you need feedback on your essay, you can ask Grammarly to provide ideas for improvement or identify any gaps in your paper. You know, you can be like, hey, where am I missing evidence? Like, please evaluate the strength of my thesis statement. This is really next level.
You can also let Grammarly assist you with the busy work while you focus on your big ideas. So you can get citations generated in seconds as you do your research. Oh my gosh, I wish I had this so badly when I was in high school and college, because citations are the most annoying thing ever. Grammarly is also the essential tool to make the grade. So it works where you do Google Docs, Microsoft Word, and more for free. You can personalize your voice to make sure your writing is tailored to the reader for every paper or project. You'll wonder how you ever lived without Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/students to download and learn more about Grammarly. That's GRAMMARLY.com/students. That's STUDENTS. Go check it out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, guys, I hope you're ready to get very cozy.
Get a blanket.
Because it's basic girl autumn, basic girl fall. Now,
get your pumpkin spice latte ready.
Get it ready. There is just something so, I think it was Brittany Broski, I saw her making a video about the like Christian girl autumn.
Oh, yeah.
Just, she's like, these women are at peace. Like, this is us in our final form.
Yes.
And I couldn't agree more. Break out the infinity scarves. Break out the over-the-knee boots. We're ready. Get your pumpkin spice ready. I agree with what you're saying last week, that something just switched in me. And this kind of happens to me every year. Something just switches and I'm ready for fall.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking back at a vlog I had posted like almost exactly a year ago. And the title was, okay, fine, I'm ready for fall. It's just like something switches in September at some point, and I'm just like, okay,
yeah,
we're ready. So here's the thing about a new season. There are reasons for the seasons, okay? And it's a really good time to kind of, I don't know, change things up, have new routines, even just kind of reflect on the year so far, things like that. I was looking up what like autumn means kind of energetically. And it says it's a time of balance and pause, a transitional moment between the bright half of the year and the dark half of the year.
Ooh.
And, you know, when this time of year comes, we kind of start spending more time in darkness. We see the moon in the sky for longer periods of time. And there's kind of this shift between spring and summer, which is a little bit more like extroverted by nature, kind of more about like play and connection. And fall and winter is more of an introverted time for like rest, intimate connection, reflection,
Ooh. All
of that. So we're kind of, you know, in this in-between of summer and fall. It's kind of like a transitional period. And the words that I kept seeing when I was looking this up was like balance and reflecting and like gratitude, peace. Obviously, Thanksgiving is all about being grateful.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the energy, I think, for fall normally.
Reflection. Love that.
Mm-hmm. So the autumn equinox is a meaningful time of year to honor the harvest. And whether that be like real harvest of things planted in a garden or the harvest of your efforts and intentions that you set earlier in the year.
Ooh.
Spiritually speaking, fall represents the harvest time of year. Our deaths go through cycles of growth, harvest, death, and rebirth, just as we see in nature. So we're in the harvest era, okay? And
even like astrologically speaking, everything combined, it kind of just makes sense that this time of year generally, it leads you to craving like slowing down maybe a little bit, stepping up the aesthetic appeal of like where you are, yes. which is basically coziness, like mm-hmm. feeling comfortable and cozy in your environment. And
so true.
You know, maybe feeling inspired to have more get-togethers or just spending like intimate time with people you love. So, you know, this is we're going to get into some more lighthearted stuff, you know, about like the vibes and what we're drinking and what we're eating, what we're reading. But I think if you really do want to kind of take a new season as like a fresh start of like, okay, reflecting and being like, how do I want to move forward with this last bit of the year? Some good questions that I had written down are like, what do I need to release from my life? How do I want to feel this season? And what are things that I can do to curate that feeling? And just kind of taking a moment to like slow down, listen to yourself. If there's something that you feel like your body's been asking you for, if there's like a project you've been wanting to do that you feel like needs like your deep focus or attention mm-hmm. or something like that, just kind of quieting down, reflecting if you're going to start a new commitment or something like that. And just, yeah, going inward, turning off your devices, going on a walk. Have you seen Maddie from OK Sis? She talks a lot about her silent walks.
Yeah.
I think we've maybe mentioned it. But I think fall is a perfect time for silent walks mm-hmm. too. Like going on a 30-minute walk and just not even, well, you know, unless it's the What We Said podcast.
Yeah, unless it's Tuesday or
unless
Friday.
Unless it's Tuesday. But just kind of being still with yourself and, yeah.
I love that. Ugh, I'm so ready for fall. And it's so true. You just have an itch to decorate for fall. I never really want to decorate for holidays. I haven't like reached that level of adulting yet, I don't think. Except for fall, like Halloween. I've been seeing so many people get cute like Halloween decorations. And I'm like, I want to jump into that. And I want to have my house. I think Brittany Broski was also talking about this. Like, I want to put little lights in my house. I want to decorate yeah. everything. And that's how I feel about like Christmas and winter too. It's just you want your house to feel so cozy and just the ultimate little nest.
Exactly.
And yeah, that's how I'm feeling.
I think it is because as I was thinking about that, spring and summer always does feel a little more fast paced to me mm-hmm. where it's like,
I don't care what my house looks like.
No, like I'm not as much into the cozy vibes. It's like, okay, we're getting together with these people. These people are in town. We're going on vacation here. It just feels like a busy kind of extroverted fast paced time of yeah. year. And we're kind of entering the transition where it's potentially a little bit slower, more balanced, which I think is nice.
Yes.
And there's reasons for that. Like we need every season to like feel differently, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Any other thoughts?
No, I mean, fall? I'm ready to share. I'm ready to share what I'm going to do for my harvesting season.
What's in the plans?
Well, I mean, I have different categories as you do written down for things, but I think my overall thing, I've been, like I said, Pinteresting a lot in my scene, Sims, Barbie, whatever you want to call it, Polly Pocket online era, where I have been creating my dream life online on my Pinterest board. And it's not like, oh, I'm just sitting here trying to get out of my own life. Like I love my life as it is, but it's just fun, especially when I have this motivation to go on and do this. It's me like taking my inspiration and putting it to use and making a plan. That's what it feels like. So I've been doing that with like fall stuff. Like I said, I've really been wanting to decorate for fall and not, you know, necessarily go full out for Halloween necessarily, but just have, you know, different pillows that I put on my couch or different, you know, candles and things that I put on my like table, my centerpieces, things like that, that I can change out. So it feels like the changing of seasons. But my ultimate feeling that I want this fall, I want a ballerina farm fall. I want to feel like a
homesteader.
Yeah. If we're doing TikTok jargon, I was saying I want like a cowboy cottage. I want like mm-hmm. a pilgrim fall. Like I want to be wearing pilgrim sleepwear, you know, like that's
what is that?
That looks like pilgrim sleepwear, like the kind of like the you didn't see me yesterday. Like the lace shorts, like the bloomers.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah.
The linens and make it look like I just woke up and I'm a pilgrim, but I'm now wearing it out to go get coffee. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I forgot to put my dress over my bloomers, but stuff like gingham. Like I mm-hmm. want to have that kind of fall where I feel like not even necessarily homesteading because I do not live in a place that that's meant for, but cooking more, having good smells in my home, mm-hmm. you know, making bread, doing all of these things. If you guys don't know who Ballerina Farm is, where have you been? She is another level. And her, people get so mad about her. And I don't know. I honestly don't know why. I know why they do, but I don't understand it because she's rich and like her husband is like from a really wealthy family.
Yeah. And somehow that's okay. Her fault.
Yeah. But yet they would get so mad if she was using a private jet and like ruining the earth. But she's literally just living on a farm with her kids and
like making them homemade sourdough bread every day.
Yeah. Leave this woman alone. Like she
has she done anything?
Actually, she has 7 kids, I think.
Has she actually done anything warranting any hate, or is it just the money thing?
I think she's the money
thing. It's just the money thing, that's dumb.
No, it's just the money thing, I think, because they think like this is unattainable. Like, of course you can live like that because you have money.
That's why it's interesting.
Exactly. That's why I love, that's why she is my Pinterest board.
Because we know we could never have the, I said the audacity, the stamina that yes. she has, frankly.
Oh, never. But it's inspirational. And totally. Yeah, I like love that vibe. I just feel like it's very cozy too. It's very,
you heard it here first, Pilgrim Girl Fall.
Yeah, Pilgrim Girl Fall. Like very cottagey. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And so that's the vibe that I'm going for just in general. As I was thinking of like what I wanted to cook, what recipes I really wanted to try, what I want to be wearing, like what I want to do. That's the vibe I was going for.
I love that. It feels very comforting.
Yeah, it's like following coastal girl or coastal cowgirl summer
to the fall.
We just had to cottage pilgrim fall.
Love it. Big slay.
Do I live in a house that even somebody looks like Ballerina Farms? Absolutely not. Not a speck of real wood to be seen. But
we can still channel her energy.
Yes. Do I live in a place that has fall leaves? Absolutely not.
Yeah. To be honest, we don't live in a very like
fall friendly,
cozy place.
Yeah.
But we can create it. Okay. I did want to give some book recommendations or some books that are on my list specifically for the fall. Because I feel like I honestly, when I was looking through my list, I was like, gosh, I don't have that many. A lot of mine are summer vibes, mm-hmm. like summer romance novels, which I love. But you know, sometimes it's nice to read something that's kind of tailored more towards like fall or winter. So I have a few recommendations for you guys. Well, number one, if you want to be a reader and you're like, but I just am not, I have a few pieces of advice for you. And one is you just have to force yourself. So that's advice for myself too, because I go in and out of reading, I guess, slumps or times when I'm obsessed with it. And I'll think I'm in a time where I'm just like, oh, I just don't want to read. Like, I'm not going to force it.
Yeah.
But then I'm on TikTok or I'm just on social media all day and I feel genuinely depleted. I'm like, I know I would feel better if I was reading. I know it.
Like, I have the time.
I have the time and I know I would rather do that with my time. So I force myself. I literally will just put my phone down, whatever, not looking at it. And I will say, okay, I just have to read for like 10 minutes at least. And then I start reading and I get into it and then I get into a book and I want to read it. My thing is I just read every night. Like it is pretty much non-negotiable and it doesn't have to be forced. After a certain amount of time, like that is what I want to do
yeah.
because it relaxes me and I like it. And I read on my Kindle. I have the Kindle Oasis. I love it. Anyway, so that's my first piece of advice. You literally just have to force yourself. But number two, you gotta like focus on your interests. Think about things. Don't necessarily think about like, oh, these are the most popular books I've seen. That can be helpful, but think about what you like watching. Okay, I love crime shows. I love thrillers. You need a thriller or a mystery. That's what you
yeah,
should start
that's
reading.
That's a great tip.
Because then you're interested in it. Do you love reality TV and stuff like that? Okay, then maybe you need like a fun, just more entertaining, girly book or even a memoir of someone that you like mm-hmm. from reality TV. Yeah. You got to put aside some time and force yourself and just get into it. Also, though, if your TikTok algorithm's anything like mine, once you get on BookTok, it's hard to get off. So if you start watching videos about books, people's favorite books, and you start like favoriting them, you'll probably get targeted with a lot more, which is I like because I mm-hmm. love finding new books to read. So anyway, there are my advice for that. Here are some recommendations I have. Okay, if you like fantasy or you want to get into it, you should try to read A Court of Thorns and Roses, which is the ACOTAR series I'm reading right now. I just got finished with the first book. I'm starting on the second. I already gave you guys my review, so I'm not going to go into that. A Flicker in the Dark. This is, I have some thrillers that I wanted to recommend, and I normally don't read them at night because they give me nightmares because I'm very sensitive.
But so it's spooky season.
But it is spooky season and it is fall, so I feel like it's the vibe. It's the time. A Flicker in the Dark by Stacey Willingham. This is about a girl's dad that gets convicted of like murdering some girls in their town.
Awesome.
And they're trying to figure out if he did it or not, basically. The Perfect Marriage by Geneva Rose. This is about this girl whose husband has an affair and then the mistress is found dead and the wife Ooh. Of the guy. So she finds out that they're having the affair because she dies. She hears that the girl dies and she is a lawyer. So she is representing her own husband who... Because he's convicted of like killing her. So she's representing him in court, but it's like very twisted because he's
Oh, that seems like a conflict of interest
on her. One Day in December by Josie Silver. This is just a cute feel-good romance. This is more like it's in December. So it's a little more, I guess, holiday, Christmassy potentially. It ends with us. It starts with us. Colleen Hoover, no brainer. Reminders of Him by Colleen Hoover. This is a more like emotional one, sad one, but it's a good read. Before We Were Strangers, also a romance novel by Renee Carlino. It's kind of like a, I'm trying to think of the trope in it. You guys know I have a horrible memory, but it's like kind of a reconnection love story of people who have been, they've known each other in the past. My last recommendation is one that I read like not that much of it at all and I just wasn't into it. So I stopped reading, but then everyone was like, no, JC, you need to read that book. And I was like, okay. I literally read 4%, so I understand. I was just in a reading slump at the time.
Yeah.
It's Carrie Soto Is Back, and it's a book about tennis, like about a girl who plays tennis, I believe. Ooh. And the reason I bring that up is because I have a current niche fixation on the U.S. Open, and specifically on the girlfriends of the players at the U.S. Open.
I thought you were going to say Coco Gauff. Have you been seeing anything about Coco?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, go on.
Clearly, I'm not in enough of the fixation if that's like a big thing that's happening.
Well, that's different from the wives of the tennis players.
Right. Well, if you guys don't know who Paige Lorenz is, I implore you to go watch her vlogs because she is just, I don't even know the words to describe. Number one.
She's living the life she's meant to live.
Exactly. She is in and of itself. The vibes you were just referencing, like coastal cowgirl. Yes. She is now in her fall cowgirl era. She very much lives that life. The thing is, it's so authentic to her. Like she... Mm-hmm.
It's not jargon to her as it is to us.
Exactly. We're cosplaying.
Yeah.
She's not.
Yes.
And that's the difference. But she's also... So Paige is... She has the brand Dairy Boy. She's super successful. She's literally drop dead gorgeous. She's like that girl you want to hate because you're like,
yes.
You're perfect. You're annoyingly perfect. She also like used to ski, I think, and is like super athletic. Like she has everything going for her, okay? But you love her because she seems really cool. I've never met her in person, but we're kind of like internet friends. And she just seems like a girl's girl. She seems very cool. So I just love her. But she's also dating a tennis player. And
Tommy Paul.
Yes, and he is, like, I didn't know much about, honestly, just tennis in general, him, anything, until I started following her and kind of following along. But he's at the U.S. Open right now. This is a little batched, so I don't know what's happened at this point. I think it's over at this point. But I've just been in this fixation. I also follow this other girl named Morgan Riddle, and her boyfriend is also a U.S. tennis player.
Oh, really?
Both of their boyfriends are extremely good and, like, high level.
Yeah.
And they'll just do these vlogs of like, you know, day of my life at Wimbledon. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like,
it's so classy.
I am obsessed. It's so classy. They're gorgeous. The outfits, the food, the like, it's like their workout routine before they go watch his match. I'm like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah. No, it's next level.
It is next level.
I saw like a little clip of her on the TV, like during his match, it like went to her. And I'm
Paige
like,
or?
Paige, sorry.
Uh-huh. Stunning. My president.
I cannot believe that some people look like that in a candid video, especially on a camera like that, like kind of like a newsy, like a sports camera. She looked like actual Barbie. I thought it was animated. Perfect. Like she looks like AI.
No, it's giving AI. She's perfect.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, the Coco Gauff stuff, you haven't seen any of that. I would be surprised. I feel like they'd be like very connected. She is a tennis player.
Uh-huh.
She's, I think she's 17, 19 now. I don't know. She's not 20 yet. She's been playing professionally. I think she was 14 or 15 years old. She is amazing at tennis. And really? She's so cool. Like, she's from America. And there's like videos of her when she's like 8 at the US Open. She just like idolizes like Venus and Serena. I think mm-hmm. she beat Venus when she was like 15.
Oh my gosh.
Literally insane. She's so good. She's so cool. But there was this match recently. Well, yeah, I guess it was like a month ago at this point. But where she was playing this lady who was 35. Again, she's like 18, 19, 17. I don't know exactly her age. But basically, the girl she was playing was going really slow. Like, she wouldn't get ready in time for Coco to serve. Like, Coco would be waiting to serve. You know, there's like a pace of play mm-hmm. that you have to keep up with. And you have to be ready when the other person's about to serve at a reasonable time. That's like mm-hmm. the rule. And so she kept being like not ready. And Coco's getting very frustrated. And her serves, this girl, I think her name's Lauren Siegman or something. I need to show you a video of her serve. It looks like it's in slow motion. Like, she like twists her racket and like puts the ball super slow, which people were getting really annoyed with because it's making the game go really slow. She was just taking her time.
That's just always
things.
Her like routine before she
serves.
I don't
know if that's how she always does, but in this specific one, I think people are saying that's like how she plays mind games with people. It's be like, slow them down. You frustrate them.
Gotcha.
But it's not allowed. So Coco was really mad and it kept happening. And so she like served and the girl was like, I wasn't ready. And Coco walks over to the ref and she's like, she's never ready when I go. Like, this has happened 6 times now. And the crowd starts like cheering and they're like on Coco's side. And Coco's just like very point blank, not being like super, you know, how some tennis players will get like, what the heck? Like, yeah. And yell. She's just like, she's never ready. She's slowing down. I'm ready to go. And she's never ready when I want to serve. Blah, blah, blah. Like, you have let this go so many times. This is unacceptable. And the ref's like, talking to her or whatever. And the crowd's like going crazy for Coco because they're getting frustrated as well. Mm-hmm. And so there's all this drama. And then Coco's like, I don't care what she does on her serve, but she has to be ready when I'm about to serve. And she like walks back. Anyways, Coco ends up like, there's one time.
Please tell me she won.
Yeah, she won.
Oh, good.
There's one time where Laura is, I think her name's Laura. There's like a little break or like halftime or between sets. And Coco's standing and she's eating snacks. She like looks at her and she's so annoyed with the other girl at this point. And she looks at the ref, and she's like, she's not allowed to sit because the other girl was sitting down eating. Mm. She's like, it's part of the rule. She's like, she can't sit. And the ref's like, okay, like, get up. And so there's just like little things where Coco's just like, I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah, just so annoyed.
And the crowd hated this other girl. And so she won the match and she was so happy, Coco.
Okay.
She won the match and the girl leaves and there's like a clip of her and she leaves the stadium or whatever, or like the court, and she walks through a door. And you can't hear what she says, but you can see that she's pissed and she's like mumbling under her breath. And there's like a security girl or like a worker next to her. And as she walks by Laura, whatever, as she walks by this girl who's a worker, she's mumbling. And then the worker looks at somebody else and like, oh, like, did you hear what she just said? Oh, and no one knows what she says, but people are like speculating that she said something very bad or very offensive because the reaction of the girl, like, I'll have to show you these videos. It's crazy. But it's been going viral on TikTok. Like, just
I haven't seen it.
And once you get one, you'll get a million of them. And after the match, the announcer was like, Coco, like, how would you describe that match? And Coco goes, slow.
Slay.
But anyways, she's a queen. I hope she literally wins the whole thing.
I love that. No, I feel like I've never been into watching tennis, really. My dad is like, has always watched tennis my entire growing up. Like, I've heard it on the TV just every day, like so often. I texted my dad, actually. I was like, do you know these two players? Like, I follow their girlfriends. He's like, oh, they're both so good.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. So anyway, yeah.
So cool.
It's cool to watch. And the reason I brought this up specifically about fall, honestly, the connection to fall was Paige, because all of her content is very much like seasonal. I feel like she... But specifically fall is her like prime time because she has horses and she rides them and like in her.
Doesn't she live in Vermont or something, or Connecticut maybe?
Yes. Connecticut.
Which is
I think
ultimate fall.
Because that's right next to New York, right?
I don't know.
Don't ask me. Anyway, but it's giving, like, she'll be making soup at night and she'll like ride her horse. And I'm just like, I want to jump into your screen.
Yeah.
Like, I'm obsessed. Anyway, so those are my book recommendations. But on my reading list, a few more that I want to read. The Magnolia Parks series. I don't know if this is more, again, like winter, but I've heard
so
many good things about this series. And I've heard it's kind of giving Gossip Girl, but like in London.
Ooh.
High society, and sounds really fun to read. There's a book called Fall into Temptation by Lucy Score. It's supposed to be like a romantic comedy, and it's called like Fall into Temptation. It's in the fall.
Nice.
Sharp Objects is a, well, the cover is like all fall based. That's why I said that. Sharp Objects is a thriller that I've heard is good. And then is that also a movie or like a show or something?
That sounds so
that
familiar.
Sounds so familiar. I've never read it or seen it. The Housemaid by Freda McFadden is a really popular thriller right now that I've heard good things about, but I've never read. And I would lastly just wanted to say that you guys should follow Kenzie Elizabeth's bookstagram. It's called KE Book Club. I feel like if you're in your 20s and you like kind of just, I don't know. I don't even know what the genre is. I don't want to say like easy reads, but like, you know, like
very enjoyable.
Enjoyable fiction, romance novels and thrillers and stuff like that. I feel like you will like her recommendations. And it's all dedicated to that. And she gives like ratings for each book and kind of explains things. So if you guys want to be in your reading area, you should follow her there.
I love that. I will not That's be giving it. Any book recommendations because I've read like 5 in the last 3 years. And so I don't feel like I have a leg to stand on in this particular space, but I've been seeing a lot on TikTok because I've been wanting to like read some new books, even though I don't know why I'm adding to my list. I have a million to read already, but
it's
fine. Until one really, really motivates me. Yeah. And the people I really trust are the ones that have like read hundreds of books, and then they'll be like, I read 100 books the last year and these are my top 10, mm-hmm. like 5. I'm like, okay, I will read all of those books because I trust that. But I would literally be telling you to read the 5 books I've actually read, so.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I do want a good like historical fiction one because I feel like that's very fall
it's
winter
giving
vibes.
Pilgrim, for
yes,
sure.
It's giving pilgrim. I want a pilgrim story. I want a pilgrim love story.
For sure. I don't have any of those recommendations, but I will say it is fun to also get outside of your wheelhouse. Like I would be down to read a historical fiction book. When I just read that fantasy book, it's like okay, cool. Yeah. I can, you know, what's the word? Dabble with different genres. I have a few other fantasy books that I've been like looking into that I think you'd like to.
Yeah.
I'll have to give you the names. Anyway.
Yeah, I need to get my list going and I need to actually start doing it and stop reading self-help books, honestly. I've just been reading a lot of parenting books.
We're going
books.
Back into the untethered. She's like, a great one for fall. No. Untethered Soul goes back into
honestly,
our
it is. It is a great one. I have a lot. That's the thing is I don't have any. I've read so many self-help books. I've read all of the big self-help books. I've read a million of them and they're great, but you know,
I legitimately want to. I actually own The Untethered Soul, I think. So I want to read it ASAP.
But I just want to read other stuff. I don't want to read. Self-help's like, I don't know. And I'm reading a parenting book. And I told you, that's why I read before bed to make me fall asleep because it's so freaking boring. And I'm just like, there's so many parenting books out there. I'm like, really?
Yeah, sometimes you just want to escape your reality and not think about how you could be better. Just read a romance novel.
I will say I do think A Girl Called Samson is a good fall book, the one that I read recently. And I say that because I read another book by the author and I could not finish it. I didn't think it was as good. And this one I read because so many people recommended it and it was like so highly ranked. So
I know
it is giving pilgrim.
I always want to just go to a bookstore, find a random book I've never heard a single person talk about and be the one to be like, you guys, you got to read this book. But I just am like, I'm following the exact, it's like this Colleen Hoover book. I'm like, purchase.
Yes.
Like, I just, it's nice. You don't want to
waste
your
time
or money on like a book that you're just not into. So it's nice to get recommendations.
For sure.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace at the What We Said podcast. If you are looking to start a business of any kind, or if you just need a website for anything, Squarespace is the way to go. I have used Squarespace for literally everything I've ever started. And you can create such a beautiful website that looks so professional and you don't really have to know what you're doing. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. So whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms. So they have a bunch of different features. They have like an asset library so you can upload, organize, and access all your content from one place, making it super organized and manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform.
You can also sell custom merch on your website, have an online store. If you're maybe looking for a little side gig
or a way to make a little extra money, Squarespace is such a good place for you guys to go and, you know, showcase your creativity and maybe make some extra money. You also can host video content on your site, so you can organize your video library and showcase your content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your videos with member areas. They also have a really easy point of sale, so you can sell in person by connecting a Square Reader to the Squarespace app and keep your orders, inventory, and customer data in sync with your online store, which is so nice and so seamless. So go to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com/whatwesaid to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Go check it out.
This is for our girls, guys, anyone out there who are dating. You guys, you got to get on the dating apps, okay? You got to give them a try. I know we're not one to talk because we don't have the most extensive dating history, or specifically me, I'll speak for myself, you know, but I have seen so many success stories come from dating apps. So we know that it could be out there for you. Tinder is the world's most popular dating app. So many possibilities really are just a match away. On Tinder, you have the most opportunities to find whatever it is you're looking for. It starts with a swipe. So with Tinder's latest feature, relationship goals, you set your status on your profile to show others what type of connections you were looking for. And you can see what others are looking for as well. So there's no more guessing. You can really have your expectations set where they need to be. And, you know, maybe a guy, we'll see, but maybe a guy will be honest and say, hey, you know, I'm not looking for commitment. I just want to go on some dates. Maybe someone says, hey, I'm really looking to settle down and get serious. That's nice to know, you know, for a potential match.
Before your feelings get involved, you know?
Exactly.
Not only does Tinder give you complete control, but they also have the most safety features than any other dating app, which is absolutely fantastic. Tinder has features like block contact or block profile, which allows you to block profiles even before you match, which is absolutely fantastic. They also have video chats so you can meet your match before meeting in real life so that you can make sure they're real and they're not catfishing you. Tinder wants you to feel comfortable. 1.5 million Tinder users go on in real life dates every week. Other apps are hard. Tinder is easy and fun. Tinder, it starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, so speaking of being in my pilgrim era, I definitely want to be cooking. I've been seeing so many TikToks of recipes that I've just been dying to make, but they just haven't felt like summer. I'm not making a chicken pot pie in the summer.
No.
And especially after going camping.
Chelsea, you know what? I'm like, Chelsea.
A jump scare. Chelsea, you know what?
You know what? I've had it. No, I feel like chicken pot pies live rent-free in your mind.
I love chicken pot pies. That's one of my first things.
I did not know that about you. Maybe it's because you're vegan. Maybe it's because you're vegan for so long.
Oh.
Because
there's a lot of foods that I love that are associated with my childhood.
Okay.
Like lasagna. Literally all the ones on my list are like renditions of a thing I ate in my childhood, but like elevated. And I want to be able to like make it all the time. This one I saw was like chicken pot pie, but it was just biscuits on like a chicken,
ooh,
like kind of, I don't know, casserole thing almost.
Mm-hmm.
I love a biscuit. Like I love biscuits and gravy is something I actually do make. And I love making it. I've only made like vegan versions with like shiitake mushrooms, but it's so good. Like
I
a homemade
love
biscuit.
Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, it's so good. Especially after going camping, I was just like having this urge to just make these like hearty meals.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I saw this one. It was like chicken pot pie different ways. I really want to like perfect a chicken pot pie.
Love that.
Because I feel like there's nothing better than, especially in the fall, it's like giving Thanksgiving. Do you love Thanksgiving food? Because I love Thanksgiving
food.
Yeah, I do. Like mashed potatoes, stuffing, just, I think it's just carbs, carb central. I don't love turkey, actually, but so I said I wanted to perfect a chicken pot pie. I really want to make a biscuits and gravy that's not vegan, you know, get into the world of, I don't even know what gravy's made without mushrooms. I don't know. But my great grandpa and like his, my mom's side of the family, they have like
it's like a tradition to make biscuits and gravy, and it's always so good. So I feel like that's why I want to, I should honestly message them for the freaking recipe. But
yeah, you should.
Also lasagna. I love lasagna. Like the Stouffer's lasagna when you were little. Did you ever have those? You just like pop them in the oven.
Mm-mm.
I love lasagna. And so I really want to make like really good lasagna this fall. I feel like it's a warm take on pasta, but it's not as like, I don't know, it's a little more hearty than just regular pasta. And then I really want to learn, speaking of Ballerina Farm, I really want to learn how to make jam. Like I want to make like apricot jam, like different kinds of jams to have with biscuits.
There is, I will say something from my childhood that I love is that at my grandma's, she always had homemade bread.
Yeah.
Always. Like she, every time we came up, I swear there's homemade bread and homemade jam. And so
there's nothing better.
We would come in and she would like toast a piece of bread lightly and put butter and like homemade strawberry jam on it. It is so good. Like nothing beats it.
No, and it looks very easy to make actually. Jam.
Really? I haven't even looked into it at all.
I've just been seeing TikToks about it and I'm like, I can do that. That looks so easy. I think some of them just seem so hard, like so many steps. But then when I see people on TikTok make them, it makes it, honestly, thank you, TikTok. I feel like it makes recipes look way more doable.
It does. It simplifies things.
Yeah. Where it's like, oh, you're doing that. And I've also been watching shows. I feel like I watched The Bear also. That
How was it? I want to watch it.
Oh, it's so good. Did you ever watch season one?
No.
Season two just came out and it's one of my favorite shows. It's so good.
I think I remember actually you talking about it a while ago.
Yeah. I watched it when it first came out and then I just watched the second season and it's basically about a chef. It's so good. And the food that they make it, I feel like that has really made me be like, okay, I really want to just be in my cooking era and like not even just cook regular food because like, yeah, okay, I've done that. I've been there. Like I can check off the list.
Some specialties.
Yes. Like have some foods that are a little bit of extra effort and that I can really hone in and be like really proud that I made that. So
love that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm majorly a soup girly. Like in the fall, I love a soup. I feel like a bunch of the stuff. And I just have a recipe ideas board on Pinterest and I add to it whenever I find something that looks good. Or I'll just, that's how I found the recipe for the Eggs Benedict I made Leif. Like I literally just looked it up and found one on Pinterest. I feel like that's the best place to get recipes. Or obviously if you have family who cooks or if you have cookbooks that you like.
Yeah. You know what?
Half-Baked Harvest.
Yes. The one thing I need to find, I'm sure it's somewhere, is one thing Mormons know how to do is cook.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have so many recipes from like young women's that they would like, when we graduated, they gave us a recipe book of like all of these women in the wards recipes. I don't know what I did with it. Because when you're 18, you're like, I don't give a shiz. I'm not going to cook this. But now I want that cookbook so bad.
My mom, my aunt, and my grandma gave me, for my wedding, they each wrote down their like 10 most like famous recipes.
Oh.
I think so there's like 30 of them. And they put it in this little like vintage case. And... or maybe I put it in that. I don't remember who. Anyway, but I have like accumulation of like written down like 30 recipes.
Yeah.
And they really are elite. Like that's the recipe I use for chocolate chip cookies. That's the one I use. It's just, it's like nostalgic and tried and true.
You trust it.
You trust it. And yeah, I love it.
100%. Because sometimes I also want to make some chai scones.
I was going to say, it is chai season. 100%. I am heavily back in the chai era as usual. But also, even though Starbucks, you know, it's not gourmet, it's not craft, but it's fun to go through the Starbucks drive-thru and get a fall drink.
Definitely.
Just add some pumpkin cold foam to your order or whatever seasonal drink they have. It's a moment.
Definitely.
I'm also looking to make some pumpkin bread.
Yeah.
With chocolate chips.
Pumpkin cookies.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready. Okay, should we get into fall fashion a little bit?
I'm ready.
Okay, take it away.
Well, kind of going back to the words I wrote down to describe are like, instead of coastal cowgirl, it's cottage cowgirl. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a little more pilgrimy, like we were saying. I feel like the things that I've been drawn to that I've been wanting to wear as soon as it gets a little cooler, it's hard. I think it's hard where we live because it feels so warm. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I'm not wearing a sweater yet. Riding boots, like very equestrian. I have some from Free People that are really cute. They go up super high. They're kind of giving, honestly, like the Christian girl fall, like with the high boots and the infinity scarf. But you have to be careful, okay? You have to know. You have to have the eye for the right boots. Like riding boots, you know. Uh-huh. And you don't wear them with skinny jeans necessarily. I mean, unless you want to, you can wear whatever the heck you want. That's what I'm just saying. But like maybe with a skirt and an oversized sweater or something mm-hmm. like that. I feel like red is like the color of the season.
I was going to say the same thing.
Been wanting to just wear, I just bought this like new bright red like sweater. Not like maroon, like bright red sweater. I've been seeing a lot of people have like red ballet flats that are super cute, red boots. Even like the rain boots that are red, I just think red is the color and of the fall of the season. And it's so cute. I've just been drawn to it so much. And I feel like, you know, just the basic fall stuff, but you can put a little bit of a pilgrim-y twist on it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, pilgrim sleepwear. I've been talking in my vlogs a lot about the store, The Great. Mm-hmm. It is, if you go onto their website, I think it's called This Is, or We Are The Great or something. But the store is called The Great. I just think their website, they probably couldn't get The Great. So look it up. It's so cute. You can even look up their Instagram. It is giving exactly what I'm talking. Like Ballerina Farm Fall. It's giving, I can't even think
cottage.
Of another. Yeah, like cottage core, honestly. But a little bit of cowgirl in it. It's not so like feminine. It's a little more like cowgirlish. It's so cute. Very Western. And I feel like a lot of their clothes is the vibe I'm talking about. It looks like, yeah, I just crawled out of my age-old bed, out of my log cabin, and I put my boots on, but, like, I'm still wearing my PJs, you know?
Slay, yeah, totally. I get the vision.
Like, bigger, puffier sleeves, more exaggerated collars, and, like, silhouettes, I think, are really cute. More structured clothes, and lots of linens and things like that. But also, I love, like, a preppy moment. Like, I love, you know, high socks with loafers and, like, a little black skirt and, you know, button-up or something like that.
Don't quote me on this. But I might be ready for Pale Girl Fall.
Ooh.
I feel like, so my vibe for this fall as far as fashion goes is just not trying too hard, I guess. Like, I'm not trying to really go with any trend. I'm just like, whatever stands out to me, I'm going to pick it out. I feel like kind of the vibe in my head for me is like neutrals with a pop of color. Like, and that's been my kind of what I see my fashion vibe as for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought these like red glasses. They're like blue light glasses actually, but they're kind of big and they're red.
Oh, cute.
And I think they're really cute. I have red.
It's giving librarian.
Yeah. I have red nails right now, which by the way, I had a memory unlocked from my childhood of the fact that whenever I'd go get my nails done with my cousins, we weren't allowed to get red nails because it was too sexy.
Really?
Like as two like grown-ups, you're not allowed to ever get red nails. And I was thinking, I'm reclaiming that. But last fall I had red nails. Sometimes I had like normal ones, and I had these chocolate brown nails too that I loved. I just loved the rich like
fall colors of fall leaves.
Yeah, deep fall colors. And yeah, I haven't been wearing a lot of self-tanner lately. I go in and out of phases. I'm never saying like I'm never gonna wear it again, and I'm never saying I'm going to wear it all the time. I truly go in and out of phases, but I haven't been wearing it for like probably 2 weeks at all. And it was really weird. So I was watching a vlog of myself or I was editing a current vlog, and I had no self-tanner on, and it was like the top half of my body and my hair's like pretty red right now. And then I was looking back at an old vlog for something. I was referencing a vlog from like a year ago. Leif and I were talking about something. Vlogs are nice because you can go back, like, what was that thing we did a year ago? And then whatever. So I was going back. And so I was seeing a year of difference, basically. And this year I have not long nails. I just have like my normal natural nails, no self-tanner on, and my hair was like a little more red. And then last year, whatever, I had self-tanner on, long nails, and whatever. And I had this weird moment where I was like, I think I look better now. Like, I think I genuinely look prettier in this clip. And I'm shocked because I that's always like my protection. It's like, oh, I feel like I don't have cute hands. Yeah. I need nails. I feel like I need self-tanner.
You're stripped down.
Yeah. And when I'm stripped down, sometimes I feel ugly. Don't get me wrong. But like when I get ready, I'm like, honestly, I think the pale and like my freckles have been popping off because it's summer.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, I think
my natural is beautiful.
My natural, it might be cute. I don't know. So I'm trying to maybe do Pale Girl Fall.
I love that contrast of like the red, because it's more of like a natural thing. When you see someone with naturally red hair, you're used to seeing them with pale skin.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time, but usually. So I love that contrast of like the red hair with the pale skin.
Yeah.
I mean, I love red hair with any color skin, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
it is, you know, if that's what you are,
naturally.
It's good to embrace it naturally.
And Leif was saying, he's like, I love your pale skin. He's like, I love, like, he's like, I think it's so pretty, like your coloring and stuff. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll try it out. I'm telling you though, like, self-tanner has just been, had a death grip on me for the past literally 10 years. I wear it all the time.
I think a lot of people have something like that, where it's like their biggest insecurity, they always are covering it up, and then, you know,
get to a point. But the,
and
the
everyone
thing
else
is
like, what are you doing? Like, it's so pretty. But you're like, no, this is my thing. I need to cover this up. Okay, let's talk about our activities we want to be doing this fall. I was really trying to get outside the box, okay? Because obviously we know the pumpkin patch. We know all of that stuff. And I was thinking specifically more so like with Case. Okay, there's fun stuff that we were able to do last year. But now he's a toddler and he really gets things. I was saying, this is the year that he really appreciates holidays and things more, and he can be way more into the experience. He can talk, he can, you know, comprehend things, he can answer my questions. And so I all of a sudden almost had like pressure, like, oh my gosh, he's not a baby anymore. He can just go do whatever we want to do. Well, he can, but now I want to start doing stuff that he's going to remember and he's going to love. And it's so fun to like see your kids experience something, you know, fun, especially for the first time, especially when it's like something you did in your childhood or something like that. That being said, I'm realizing I'm an adult now and I'm the parent. Like, even when,
like, you
camping,
have to curate the experiences.
I'm the mom. Yeah. And we went camping. I'm like, where's my mommy? Like,
yeah.
Why am I have to pack food for everyone? I have to make sure we have enough water. Like, what happened?
How did we get here?
How did we get here? I'm 12. Like, what
I
is
know.
Happening?
It does feel so trippy.
So that's what I'm thinking for fall. So there are a couple farms around us that are really cute. We went to last year, and I feel like it would be fun to do like a big group day where we all go to, like, they have hay rides. We can look at the farm animals.
My allergies have truly entered the chat.
You're going to have to take a Zyrtec.
Claritin before that one. No, but that would be really fun. We should.
Yeah. Sometimes they have farm to table, like little dinners where they make all the food there on the farm and then they feed everybody. It's a fun little like community thing. I also really want to have a murder mystery party this fall with our friends and have everybody come dressed up. Everyone has a character. I think we just need to do it.
We should.
I also, for myself, I want to be painting outside, especially when the fall weather is in full swing. It's like crispy outside. Last summer, I kind of started painting just for fun. And then I stopped for a while because, I don't know, I just didn't have like the proper setup. I'd have to like put a tarp over my family room floor. But Amber, fill her up, has been painting a lot on her Instagram, and it's really been inspiring.
I'd like to take a moment of silence for Amber Fillerup.
I don't. She's like Ballerina Farm. She
I'm
is like a woman I don't
understand. What's going on? How do you have the time?
Do you
but
know,
you are so inspirational. Like, she is.
The urge I fight
literally
every
Mother
day,
Earth to me.
I fight an urge every day to message her to tell her how inspired I am by her. But I'm like, okay, that's enough. Like, don't. But I literally want to be like, you are the best mom to your kids, from what I can see, Ben, but also from what I've heard in like real life.
Yes, she is. I can attest to that. Like, she is an amazing mom.
Literally has multiple companies that she runs
that are insanely successful.
Insanely
by the way.
Successful.
Like in Sephora.
Insanely intentional. She's like, we've been trying to recycle our bottles.
No,
like,
no.
How do you
that
die?
Took me over the edge. She's like, 3D printing. I'm like, what? Oh, she's like, homemade pasta night. I'm like, what?
Yeah,
is
she's
happening?
Like, I just made my kids their snack tray. It's like fully cut out snacks for each of her four children in a perfectly placed table. And then she goes while they're napping, paints. She's in like a silk dress. She's painting a sunset that's beautiful in her art room. And then
she's like,
at night, she's like, I have meetings with my whatever. And then at night, she's tucking her children. I'm like, you are so inspirational to me. I don't understand how you do this.
Mother Earth. I don't know what's happening, but I love it so much. And I was going to say, the best part is, though, it's the same thing where it's like she also tells her thoughts and like lets you into messy moments of her life. It's not like she acts like everything's perfect. Like she.
No.
It's just, I'm like, maybe she just doesn't scroll at all. Like, that must be the solution. Cause I'm like, where is the time coming from? I have no excuses. I'm terrified. I have nothing. What do I have as an excuse of why I can't paint and cook for two people? I'm searching high and low. There's no excuse. I don't have kids. I have nothing going on.
But okay, to that.
Well, I do have things going on, but.
Yeah, you have a million things going on. But to that, I feel like sometimes when you are forced to do, like you have to do something, actually the more you have, the more like...
You have to be like very intentional with your time.
Not discounting her at all. Like obviously she's doing amazing. But I'm saying for your sake, like I feel the same. I'll look back. I'm like, what was I doing with my life for years? I had no responsibilities. Why was I, if I ever cried, why? Like, what was
if
I doing?
If I'm complaining about, like, but I don't just have time to make dinner.
Yeah.
Like, what am I thinking?
Yeah.
I'm not ballerina farm with seven kids.
Yeah, seven.
And you're making homemade, every aspect of what you're making, the cheese is homemade. Like, sheesh.
This is why I love social media for these things. Because, it's fun to, like, see women in your life that you look up to. And, like, I have those. But then there are women on social media that I look up to that are living like different lives than me. You know what I mean? It's like they are not associated with my life at all, but I see them thriving and it's so inspirational. And there are like five women I can like, I feel like are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, Ballerina Farm, Amber Fillerup, Matilda's like
Matilda.
That as well.
Ugh.
And that I'm just like, when I see them, I'm like, you are amazing.
You're
and I
everything.
Genuinely, maybe I should mess them every time I think about that. But I literally am like, I can't.
I would add Paige,
stop
like,
myself.
That is the same vibe as where I feel like she's in her energy. Like it is inspiring to do your own thing. You're like, wow, you make me want to just like
live my life. Exactly.
I know.
What are some things you wanted to do?
I'll rattle these off super quick. I had like a pizza making night. I feel like that would be fun and kind of fall vibes.
For
maybe
sure.
Eating them in like the backyard or the front yard or something. A bonfire on the beach with s'mores.
Yes.
Very fall.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a cabin moment at some point.
I love that because it's like California fall.
Yeah, exactly. A cabin moment always has to happen, in my opinion, at least for like one night or two nights. Like some sort of little road trip to see fall leaves, like stay in a cabin, something like that. Maybe a little self-care night watching like Gilmore Girls or Friday Night Lights. I've never watched Friday Night Lights. But
I haven't either. My family loves it, though.
I've heard it's so good, and it takes place during high school football season, which is fall. So I feel like that would be cute.
I do feel like this season I'm going to be like in my football girl era as well. Like embracing the games of it all, you know, the Sunday night football, because I watched the quarterback. Thank you for your service.
I'm ready. Also, have you ever seen Ginny in Georgia?
I actually did watch a couple episodes, but
I don't know if it's any good, but I've heard it's like kind of like Gilmore Girls, where it's another like mother-daughter duo, but they're living in a cute, like quaint little New England town. So I feel like that could also be fall.
Yeah.
Never seen it. Don't know anything about it.
I need to watch Gilmore Girls immediately.
Have you never watched that either?
No, I've never watched Gilmore Girls.
I started watching a few episodes like kind of recently.
Really?
Yeah.
I also have never watched Sex and the City.
Me neither.
And
I haven't
watched
a lot of like major shows that people are like joking.
I know. Well, I feel like we were really young when those happened. Like, I'm not going to be 10 years old watching Sex and the City. Like,
yeah,
I'm not even going to be awake during then.
Yeah,
I'm doing my homework.
Yeah,
I'm at dance practice.
True.
Same with Gossip Girl. I remember my mom watching Gossip Girl, but I would like be going to bed by that time.
I
had to watch that later in life. Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Okay. Well, that was kind of all we had planned for the fall episode. Hope you feel nice and cozy. Hope you go and get yourself a little chai today, a cozy drink, make yourself a cup of tea, sit down, read a book, watch a show, do a face mask, and have yourself a cozy little night. And maybe set some intentions if you're wanting to, you know, get deep into the
reflection
equinox. We love you guys so, so much. Make sure you are subscribed on the Apple Podcast app and Spotify. You can leave us a review if you love the podcast. It helps out a bunch. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.